This is an
Get in
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter's nothing interesting to say.
This is Gil.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
You're not wrong, Edith. You're not wrong. ENN today sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford is the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
People tell me things.
And then we'll also say good evening to Don.
Clown shoes.
It's so weird. I almost played the clown shoes in the window liquor.
Really?
Yeah.
All I want in the world is to hear what Trey Wingo screamed earlier, but we'll never hear it.
Don't you have the kind of pull to make him give you the...
No. I think we should just play it one time, but who knows? It's not right. It was an iconic moment. But just remember, everyone.
Take care of y'all chicken.
Liar!
So I start out with sad news today.
No.
The legendary professional wrestler, Rocky Johnson, has passed away at 75 years old. As a wrestler, he known for a lot of things, but maybe most for being part of the first black tag team to win the World Tag Team Championship in the WWF, along with Tony Atlas. And, of course, probably most known for being the father of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I did not know that until you just tweeted that up.
Really?
I did not
really
know that.
Now, do you remember Rocky Johnson or no?
No.
You didn't know Rocky Johnson. So he was an incredible athlete, as you're seeing right now on Yes. He was a really, for the time at which he was a pro wrestler, for a big guy, he could really move around. And, you know, The Rock is, it's so in his blood because his father is Rocky Johnson. And then his father married a woman whose father was the High Chief Peter Maivia, who was a Samoan wrestler. So he has wrestling. The Rock's father was a wrestler, and his mother's entire family are wrestlers, were Samoan wrestlers. So it's Rock's blood. But, yeah, he was always in great shape. I didn't know if he had been ill, but the word is that he has passed away. So we send our condolences out to The Rock and his entire family for the loss of Rocky Johnson. Now, a lot going on in the world of professional sports. A lot of people are talking about what's happening with this whole Houston Astros situation. Some people calling it the Houston Asterisks.
And that was started by you, by the way.
No, I stole it.
You did?
No,
he said it yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Here?
Oh, no, you just pulled a Michael.
No, because I just believed in him so much.
But he said...
We had a whole conversation.
Oh, my good. What's happening to us?
Don's pulling a Michael.
I
which
think
is not
age
listening.
Is getting to us.
Because I said, remember, and then Michael said he was both impressed that I stole it, but disappointed that I acknowledged
it. And I said that I would have run with it as
He would have just stolen it, but I can't do that. The only problem with the Houston asterisk is that it's impossible to add the S to that. Try saying it with the S on it.
Houston asterisks.
Don, you want to give a shot?
Houston asterisks.
Good job, both of you. I can't really do it. Houston asterisks.
Doesn't flow.
No.
And when you want something.
The logo works perfect, though.
It does. And you just have to say, I think you just take away the S. You just call it the Houston asterisk. It's the scandal, not the name of the team. See?
Oh, gotcha.
Do you want to hear from John Henry?
Oh, sure.
He's apparently embarrassed about what things look like for his team.
Well, John Henry, by the way, for those that Peter's not going to tell you, he's one of the owners of the Red Sox.
Who's the other one?
Tom Werner of Roseanne fame.
It's... Of Carsey Werner fame?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
How do you think he got the money?
Wow. So here's one half of the Red Sox ownership, John Henry, on this embarrassing situation for the Sox.
It's not what we would like to be doing at this point, but we were all surprised to read this report on Monday. But this is, I don't know if you would call it a logical conclusion, but this is where we are as a result of that.
Here's the other half, Tom Werner, on could Boston's title have an asterisk now?
Well, I just want to reiterate what we said, which is that we ask our fans to
reserve judgment until the investigation is completed.
Well, Dan Shaughnessy, famed Globe writer, says don't expect fans in Boston to be on board with the Alex Cora. Oh, did not expect fans to be on board with the Cora firing.
I was surprised how much support there was for that position, that this they could not move forward. So I think, you know, fans knew this had to happen. There was no real support for Alex in the last 24 hours, and it just shows you the degree, you know, of this transgression was just they had to move on.
Now, but here's the thing about the Red Sox that makes their situation different. Number one, the last 15 years they win rings. That's what they do. So number one, it's not like you have to believe they were good because of Alex Cora. Is suffering for what he did in Houston. So the fans are not going to have the same level of attachment, first of all, to a manager who won one of the rings. They have another three from the last 15 years.
Right. They love Francona.
Exactly.
And he got fired and they survived.
Exactly. So right. Epstein's gone. Everyone's gone. They move on. So I'm not shocked that the fans aren't passionate about it.
And as far as if you vacated it, let's say you vacated the title for the Red Sox in 2018. They still have a championship in 13, a championship in 07, a championship in 04.
But by the way,
probably even get up from that. The reason it would be devastating to the Astros, they don't have another one.
Exactly.
So like, the Red Sox lost the title, but you knew they were a good team because they had one champion. They won a championship just a couple of years earlier than that.
Also, on the broader scope for baseball as a whole, Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch were looked at as the prototypical managers of the future. The young, bright manager, great with the media, great with the team, understanding. They were looked at as the guys, the template for that sort of manager. And now they're both gone. And you do have to wonder, will they get jobs? Now, Alex Cora worked at ESPN. Alex Rodriguez is the face of baseball after what he went through. So I'm not saying that a TV job is out of I don't think that. Let's say Major League Baseball hands down a 2-year suspension to Cora. I couldn't see Fox or ESPN spitting in the face of baseball and hiring somebody that was suspended. Although, you know what? Fox did it and hired Pete Rose, and he's suspended.
True.
I don't know.
I don't think that matters. Will they ever manage again?
My guess is they would.
I think it would have to be a while.
And the people I've spoken to, they don't think there's we've been mispronouncing it, by the way. Luno.
It's not Luna?
No.
I like Luna. We're going to go with that.
Will not get a job ever again. That's the general feeling in baseball because there are so many bright guys coming out of MIT and Cornell that will step in and do that sort of job. So, and it actually saves Jim Crane money.
But if we're getting more into the analytics, I'm sorry, that means we're getting less into the manager and how much they contribute to the game. So if you have a manager that's got that kind of a stain, you can find other guys. I don't think I'd have to fall over. I gotta have Cora back as a manager. I gotta have Hinch back as a manager. I gotta hire Beltran if he gets fired by the Mets. There's other guys. It's not like Tommy Lasorda in his prime got suspended or fired. I mean, I don't know if they're ever going to work again. And when you want to look at recent history, I know Greg Williams got an interim head coaching position with the Browns, but the bounty gate, many people believe that Greg Williams will never be a head coach again. He'll be in football, and those guys will get back in baseball. I don't know if anybody will ever make him a manager again.
But both of them were really well-liked. They really were.
They were, but now
Luno was not well-liked in baseball.
I agree with you there. But, listen, you're well-liked, good guy, but you know, cheating and lying, those are things that people just really have problems with. That really hurts your reputation quite a bit.
See the guy on the screen right there?
Which screen am I looking at? The far left?
No, second from the left.
Yes.
That's Sam Kennedy, the president and CEO of the Red Sox. Ring a bell to you?
No, he wasn't.
Sam Kennedy.
Yeah. Sam Kennedy was a salesperson at WABC when we used to do the show out of that.
Really?
Yeah, a sales guy.
Come on.
No, I'm serious.
Well, I thought that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. You don't recognize his face? He was around he's a good guy. Hey, buddy, hey.
I'm sure he is.
Sure.
Joe Burrow confirmed to, pardon my take, on Barstool.
Why?
I don't know why he did it, but he was there. And he
okay.
He confirmed that Odell handed out real cash. after that game.
Well, your eyeballs. Peter, let me ask you.
He said, I'm not a student anymore, so I can say, yeah.
He's right. He could. But, Peter, why would Odell do that?
Because he's a guy that is just, he has to tap his vein before a camera. He's addicted to the attention. He can't help himself.
Yeah, I don't.
But why bring this was the kids on the LSU. It was their moment. And he had to, like, siphon off some of the energy. It's so wrong in every way, shape, and form. You're putting some scholarships at risk, too. You're putting the school at risk.
And
what are you doing?
Supposedly he only gave it to seniors.
Oh, yeah, because he knew everybody, I'm sure.
He knows everybody. It's just why, even when he tries to do something that's for a team, I thought it was, like, cool that he was there. And then you end up still making it about yourself.
And yeah, why would you be handing out $100 bills on the field? If you wanted to give it to the seniors, go in the locker room afterward. I'm sure you could get a pass and give it to them
there. You think he's able to get the
bills?
Because
it's just all about you. He wants to bring attention to himself. Why did he have to do that? And the first reaction of his people was it was fake. I know real money.
You could smell it through the TV.
So his people said it was fake. They realized how bad it was that they had to lie. Instead of saying, what's the big deal? He gave it to seniors. No, their first instinct was, we've got to lie and say it's fake money.
And really, the last time I checked, I'm not an expert at this, I don't think there are any pockets in college football uniforms. Why are you giving it to kids on the field so that they have it carried around in their hand?
Let me ask you a question.
It's a great practical question.
Do you think that Odell will ever be on the field with confetti falling? Even as a loser, do you think he'll ever play in a Super Bowl?
I don't know. I would say no. Peter,
starting to look that way.
But you never know.
You don't know, Peter. This is what a hundy looks like. This is what he was handing out.
Look at you.
No, you're not.
You won't even let me touch it.
No.
What are you doing?
You have to earn $100.
What are you doing with a $100 bill?
Really? That's what he was handing out. And this is why you knew that it was real, because the 100 on the $100 bill is kind of like a golden hue.
Odds that there's another one.
In the wallet? I think one more.
His brother's in there.
I think one more. Hold me a second. Oh, there's another one.
People that carry hundreds usually have more than one.
No, the reason
by definition.
Listen, before anybody thinks I'm a jackwagon, I went to the ATM because we're taking a friend out to dinner tomorrow, like four people for his birthday, and we're all going to buy him dinner, and I had to have some extra money because it's a nice restaurant. That's the only reason.
They don't accept plastic?
I don't like to do that.
When you say you go to the ATM, you're referring to your wallet, or you're referring to an actual bank ATM?
No, bank ATM.
Because some people just refer to your wallet as an ATM.
No, because you just money comes out of ATMs.
It doesn't come out of
my wallet.
stays right there. Don, how much money are you walking around with on Av?
Usually,
whatever Nancy gives them.
That's true. And now the question is, I usually don't like to have more than maybe 100, 120 on me.
Foolish. Well, I'd love to touch
them. I always have
at least over $200, because if you get mugged, you want to give the mugger something that he doesn't kill you. If he goes to the problem of mugging you and you give him a $30, $30,
you're worried afterwards.
You're out.
You think death instantly.
Yeah, you're out.
The mugger instantly becomes a murderer.
Right.
It's a quick change.
Yeah.
I don't know if every mugger is willing to take that leap.
I think 90% are not willing to take that leap, actually.
They're taking a leap to be a mugger.
But it's still another big. You know how much jail time you get for mugging versus murder?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out.
We shouldn't joke because it does happen. But I can't imagine that you're thinking, I have to make sure I have a lot of money on me in case I get mugged.
That's really the way
I run into the percentage that will actually.
By the way, but then your number's way too high. Because if someone comes up and mugs you and you give them 80, I think they'd consider that
what's the average you would expect? I take care of my chicken, okay?
So because you're taking care of your chicken,
take care of y'all chicken,
you're able to give them.
I'll actually negotiate with them. What's going to make you happy, Sal?
Whatever's in the wallet.
So they've gone from like murderers to shrewd negotiators. Like
he's
willing to like sit down and barter something. What do you think a person that is going to mug someone? What do you think they're the average?
They're looking for $200.
No, I think that's way over.
What does Lady H cost on the street, Peter?
I don't know. You think they're going straight to the Lady H?
So they think one mugging will take care of whatever they need.
Yeah.
I think they're happy with anything over 50.
I think you're crazy. 50 is a waste of their time.
I'm okay.
Zion Williamson. Actually, you know what?
Zion. Watch.
I could dunk in ninth grade.
The steal. Oh, my goodness.
Zion is playing January 22nd against the Spurs. Write it down. Take a picture. Tell a friend and tell a friend the NBA debut of Zion Williamson. Very excited.
I missed
the entire season.
Can I tell you one thing that has not been publicized, though?
Sure, go ahead.
So Zion hasn't played a game. One thing that you can say about R.J. Barrett, he's played every game this year but one, and that was because of a bronchial infection. He has not had a rest day. He has not had load management, and he's been playing much better of late. He played great against the Heat. He did pretty well yesterday against the Bucks too, in the Knicks loss. So at this point, you'd say Ja Morant was the best. R.J. Barrett is far and away above Zion on what they've done.
You know, there's some people who say the best ability is availability.
Oh, I love when they say that.
You know what?
Is that yours, or did you take that, steal that too?
Well, you've heard that before, right?
I have. I'm just.
You know what? I realize that. You know what saying people throw out there that I really like?
What?
I think whenever someone says it in a way, it's death by a thousand cuts. I think that's a tremendous line.
Why?
I want to use it as much as I can. But there's not enough situations in which you can use it.
Death by a thousand cuts.
Yeah. It's hard to think of a setting in which you're talking about, oh, well, I was going to say I could try to fit into the Astros story in terms of the team falling apart. But it's not death by a thousand cuts. There's one big, just gaping wound right
now. But you could be waiting on what's happening with Beltran. This is death by a thousand cuts. Like, will he get fired or not?
No, well, that's still only one cut.
That's very rare to die from one cut. He's going to go from one cut.
This will just be one cut. There's no thousand cuts.
By the way, somebody sent me the video of Odell in the locker room at LSU.
Yeah, with the security
smacking
guard?
A police officer in the behind.
I didn't see it. Someone said it's really nozzle.
And it doesn't look like a security guard. This looks like a police officer.
I feel like going up to Odell and go, listen, you're great. I can only hope to have the talent you have. You never won a national title. Stop it. Go away.
Maybe if you did, I don't think you should be. Like
that is, you know what, that is sort of interesting too. When you're a part of the team, kind of, right? It's your team, but at the same time, you never won a championship, and yet,
yeah, go away.
You're just hanging out.
Go away. Now, Carl Rude just tweets that I'm a liar that ATMs don't give out hundreds. Carl, I will bet you $1,000 that ATMs give out hundreds.
Yeah, some you can choose.
Well, I mean. Did you go to an ATM?
Yeah. Game? Well, he's calling me a liar.
He's calling
me a
liar.
No. He said, first of all, I want to be clear about something.
Liar! That's how he said it.
It says, ask MK what ATM dispenses $100 bills. None that I know. Wow. Bougie. By the way, I just want you to know, Brad has an egg, four tweets, followed by Carl Rude.
This is Carl Rude.
Oh, so multiple people are saying, Carl Rude. Hold on. That is rude. He has 12 followers. He has 1,100 tweets and 12 followers.
Read him out! But one of his followers should tell him that, yes, ATMs do give out hundreds if you ask for it.
Of course they do.
Why would you lie about that?
Yeah, really. By the way, within 45 seconds, we're going to say goodbye to the Yes Network.
I don't want to.
Because you have the Nets against the Sixers. This is a must-watch for Andrew.
Nets-Sixers, big day for
Andrew. Pre-game show will come on, and then the next Nets-Sixers at 7.
Well, so long, Yes, in 30 seconds. We will see you tomorrow. And there's some disappointed football players who do not make the Hall of Fame, as there tends to be every year, but apparently no one more disappointed than Drew Pearson.
You trust them to do it right. And I'm not saying those guys that got it, God bless them. They deserve it, each and every one of them. But man, it hurts. They broke my heart. They broke my heart. And they did it like this. They strung it out like this. I'm sorry.
Career Cowboy, led the league in receiving in 1977, one Super Bowl, three Pro Bowls, three All-Pros. I mean, listen, statistically, Don, if you look at his stats, they're not going to blow you away relative to modern great receivers, but clearly a great player.
I'm trying to get it right because I saw the tweet earlier. Yeah, he is the only first-team NFL all-decade offensive player from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, not in the Hall of Fame. So that is the stat you throw out. Because wide receivers are not going to have the stats that guys have had over the last 10, 15, 20 years. But if you're on an all-decade team, and everyone on an all-decade team of the 70s, 80s, and 90s are in the Hall of Fame except him, that's odd.
And, of course, we'd be remiss to not mention the retirement by Luke Kuechly. who called it a career yesterday. He put up an emotional video online. We know, and all I kept thinking about, guys, was that video we saw a couple of years ago when he was concussed during a game and went off the field crying. This has been something some people, the way their body and their brain reacts to trauma is just different, and his body did not, clearly did not respond well to the violence that it endured. So he calls it a career after 8 seasons in Carolina, and that will do it for ENN. I know you did. I know you did. So did I.
We have a very, very interesting guest coming up. Don Van Natta. He has a show coming up on ESPN, an investigative show, Banned for Life, concerning Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson. And we'll talk to him about that in just a moment. So stay tuned. The Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN, brought to you by GEICO. The real value in car insurance isn't how much you save. It's also the kind of service you get. Good thing GEICO's been perfecting both for over 75 years. Kayla Greco-Rosenberg and you on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.